Zeche Nishmas Abi Mori Yaakov in Israel Pechas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein of us, Yeshua Falef. Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Okay, continuing in packet B10, Hamtana Bein Basel L'Cholav. So we discussed the different shitas in Rishonim, and then within the shita that it's from Suda L'Suda, does that mean 6 hours? Does that mean 3 hours? Does that mean 1 hour? Okay, so, and then we said we have to talk about if you assume 6 hours or whichever way you assume, how do you calculate it? How do you calculate it? So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. First, I think we were going to do the Yam Shel Shlomo on page 16. So let's start with that. So the Yam Shel Shlomo says, this was quoted in the Shach, Kol Sheyesh Bo Reich Torah, was anyone who has Reich Torah, meaning like anyone who's some little bit of a Ben Torah would, you know, was going to keep 6 hours. Now, this is him talking. Now, Bezman Hazeh, the ready establishment Hagim, so if you're from that locale and you have that minhag, then obviously you're still considered a Ben Torah, even, if you don't wait the 6 hours because you have an established minhag. It's not just your... But he's saying before the establishment hug him, he says you should keep 6 hours. So kol sheyesh bo reich Torah, im achol basar, lo shna behema chaya of, lo yochol achav gvina, ad sheyisha kishir, shemizman tzudas boker, ad ha'erev dehainu sheyesh shos. Fil shah kishir hazeh, and then he's saying that you, right, we're machmir, that we take away, even if you pass 6 hours, but there's still meat between your teeth. So we follow the sheet of Rashi, that meat between your teeth, even after 6 hours, you have to take, the Ram sheet is meat between your teeth is only within 6 hours, after 6 hours, not. Now, Lois Latino, again, Tzorch Lahamtin, Vizashir, Elam Bekaneach, Piv, Medich v'sagi. So he's saying here, Valois Latino ain't tzarech lahamtin v'zashir. He's saying that Valois Latino doesn't have to wait. That's like the sheet of Rashi. So he says, "Had the shari b'shias vav shaos, davke k'shavar silek ubirich. Avam lo silek ubirich. Afil kol yom kulo aser." In other words, 6 shaos is only if you benched. But if you didn't bench yet, say you have this long meal, the meal is lasting 15 hours. Say. And the meal lasts 15 hours, and only the first 3 hours of the meal did you eat meat, and the rest of the meal you're eating different things that are keeping the meal going, pretzels and things like that, so you're keeping the meal going, but it's already past 6 hours from meat, but you're still in the same meal. So if you're still in the same meal, even more than 6 hours you have to wait, because you can't eat in the same meal. So there were 6 hours, if it's in the same, the continuation of the same meal, it doesn't matter.
Wait, so is he saying that
Throughout the shor, one second, Mashiach's vav shows davka shikavar silik ubirich. In other words, if the 6 hours passed and you benched, now you could eat meat. But if you never benched and you're in the same meal, even if there is 6 hours, you can't eat meat. You can't eat the dairy, rather. Avam lo silik ubirich afil kol yom kula osir. Yeah, what are you saying?
So after you bench, it's not that he's not saying that you can only start counting the 6 hours when you bench. He's saying that.
Right, he's not saying right. He's not saying you have to wait till you benched and then first count the 6 hours. He's saying that 6 hours only is meaningful if you also benched. In other words, you could have had the 6 hours in the meal, and then you benched. In other words, you don't have to wait till you bench and then the first count the 6 hours. You need both. You need that you're not within 6 hours and you bench. But if you didn't bench and you were still within 6 hours, this is going to be a problem. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. And then he has a whole thing here. And then he quotes, you know, Tosis Ashita from meal to meal. Then he quotes the Shita of Shah Achas. Cousin Marie, Misharim Shalom. Rabbi Nogel, Akav Osim, Lapshar, Midaitam, Lahamtin, Shah, Hasach, Hasuda, Shah, Vasilko, Berchu. And then he says, the old Niskasha be Yeshiva on the left side. Maya Daito Das Mar Ukva, Lios Chala Bar Hamra, Negadoviv, Im Nomer Mazeha. I am inspired. There, koch that ter odif him kein lo hayolo lomar on the chal. Why wasn't he? Right, we discussed why wasn't he following? Why wasn't he following his father? I mean, fakir. Usually, if you're able to be more makel, it shows you're a bigger talmud chacham. So obviously, he's not trying to say that because he's saying I'm less than my father. In other words, he says his father also, the Kabbalah his father had was also not to wait 24 hours. And he says that Suda Lasuda, he's saying Pshan the father, was that Suda Lasuda, apparently they would only eat one big meal during the day in those times. So they would eat little things during the day to keep you going. But there was one big meal during the day. And that would be every 24 hours. So that's how his father understood what it means to wait from meal to meal. It means the big meal of the day. So that's why he said, even though he would eat another meal during the day, but that's not the meal we're talking about. We're talking about the big meal of the day. So the big meal is once every 24 hours. V'lomar anak hachal b'chamer shel ochel l'hachmer kol kach. Tovus and he perish mitzudel so derech and mamutzel rov b'nei adam d'hainu achas shachris v'achas arvis. And we hold that no, it's talking about even from the big meal to the small meal. He says v'yevshar limchos biad b'nei adam she'ena b'nei Torah. So. But He said, if you're not a Ben Torah, okay, maybe, you know, you could be more makel. Because Lemaisa could be Meikar Hadin, what? And once you bench, it's okay. But if you're a Ben Torah, you should at least wait 6 hours. He says, because, in other words, once it's not in the same meal, then it's mutter meikar adin. Once you benched, it's mutter. You could have milkshakes right away. But if you're a Ben Torah, you should at least, in other words, not follow that sheet of Tosis, that follow the sheet that has to be the shear of from meal to meal.
That's the minhag olam. Pesach of Moshe, the Rambam, shetzarich shei shos.
The Rambam shita kamo shei shos. V'lo kedivrei rish imati b'sila kubirich. Mikol mokom moda ani l'fi rish etolay b'sila kubirich. Dilo sila kubirich afil kol yom kul koser. In other words, he's saying that the sheet of Tosis that it can't be in the same meal, we also hold like. But we hold l'chumra, meaning that if you waited 6 hours and you're still in the same meal, that's not gonna help you, because l'maisa, you're still in the same meal. Because one kataina, in other words, is it a shear, or is it not being in the same meal? So l'chumra, it could be that if it's a din in the shear, maybe it could be in the same meal even. So we could go l'chumra. We don't allow it to be in the same meal, and we say you have to have 6 hours. But really, one could say that once you're not in the same meal, that it's okay. So he says, if you're not a Ben Torah, there's what to say for that.
See,
a lot of people just know 6 hours, right? If you have someone on the street, 6 hours. So they would think if you're at this big meal that's going on for hours and hours and hours, and it's already past 6 hours, someone who doesn't know halacha would say, oh, I know 6 hours. It's already 6 hours. But no, but 6 hours is only relevant if it's also not in the same meal. That's his whole thing, the Yom Shel Shlomo. So he says, if you're not a Ben Torah, you're just rely on Shita's Tosis and say that the meal is over and I could eat right away. But if you're a Ben Torah, you should wait at least 6 hours. So everyone knows this lashon from the Shashach, because the Shach quotes Kol Shemishahu Reich Torah. But if you see the whole thing inside, then you understand it much better of what the Yom Shel Shlomo is really saying and what his whole thing is all about. Let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 18. So let's see what he says over here. V'da, shehamtana sheishos hu misof hasuda shel basar. So what is he's saying at what? Because the 6 hours you count from when? How would you understand the Aruch HaShulchan? It means from the end of the meal. In other words, say you only had meat in the beginning of the meal. And then there were 3 more hours, but it's still part of the same meal. And say you start the next meal, the milchik meal, and you're not going to have milchik at the very beginning of the meal. So he says the 6 hours is not from you when you ate the meat to when you ate the milk. It's from the end of the meat meal to the beginning of the end of the meat meal to the beginning of the milchik meal has to be 6 hours. Because it's a din in the Suda. So the Amshul Shlomo, is this the Amshul Shlomo or is this different than the Amshul Shlomo? Part's different than the Amshul Shlomo. Because the Amshul Shlomo is mashma that it's 6 hours from the meat. It's just it can't be in the same meal. You have to have also benched. But he's saying no, the 6 hours is not from when you ate the meat. It's 6 hours is from when the meal is over. Now what makes the meal over? Sof HaSuda, does that mean the end of the time that you
We see from other Rishonim that Berachas HaMazon that makes the Hetzik.
So you're saying the Aruch HaShulchan is saying what?
We saw from
what is the Aruch HaShulchan saying?
Seems to be saying from Berachas HaMazon that's the end of the Suda and that's when they count from.
Right, technically. I mean, what if you technically stopped eating, the meal's over, but you didn't technically bench? You know, what would you say then? Or would you say that's still part of the meal?
Well, that was sort of my question about...
What are you saying? What do you think?
I think it might be the end of the meal, even if you haven't benched. If you're considering it, the meal is over. If you clear the table, even if you haven't benched, you're kind of saying the meal is over.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't use the word benching per se, but usually you end the meal and you bench. You know, theoretically, you could have it be at a wedding.
They go hand in hand.
Theoretically, you could have a wedding that you finished eating and then they schlep till they finally bench.
Well, I'm sure we've all been at Shabbos meals where that's happened too.
Right. Well, you could say that technically it's still part of the meal until you bench. I remember many years ago when I was in Moresh HaKolel, so, you know, sometimes they would have Shalosh Shudas, you know, it was still within 6 hours of when we, so Rabbi Sif would always announce we should check our watches to see what time we finished the meat to know when we could have the milk at Shalosh Shudas. And then he would mention, and the Aruch HaShulchan Shita is, you know, from the, I don't know if he would use the Lashon from the benching, but that's the idea, from the end of the meal. Let's assume the end of the meal is usually when you bench, so you would have to have the 6 hours between the benching and the beginning of the next meal. So then it wouldn't help. See, according to this, it wouldn't help that if you didn't have 6 hours between the two meals, say you want to eat later, say you would, in other words, if you're a person that says just 6 hours, like the Yamshul Shlomo only requires 6 hours and the meal should end. But he doesn't say that you have to have 6 hours between the meals. He just says you have to have 6 hours and you have to have that you're not in the same meal. He's mashma that you have to count the 6 hours from the end of the meal. Let's assume that means from benching. From the benching to Hamotzi of the next meal. So it's not going to help. It's not going to help that you're going to start the meal and say, okay, I'll start the meal, I'll eat parv, and I won't have the milchiks, you know, I won't have the ice cream till later in the meal, till dessert. It's not going to help, because since that's part of the meal that was in 6 hours, that meal can't have milchiks in it, because that you started that meal within the 6 hours.
Well, that Rebbe, that toast was in Chulin. Seems the one that toast in Chulin suggests that Pesach and Berkas HaMazon is the cutoff, right?
Yeah, the toast sheet is that it's only Berkas HaMazon. You don't have to wait 6 hours.
Right, but if we use that toast sheet, we should use it. It must be Bemele. It must be Berkas HaMazon. Must apply, presumably.
So most people aren't choshish for this Aruch HaShulchan. We usually, that's a big chumrah, because in words, even if you wait later in the meal, and you have 6 hours, and it's different meals, it still might not, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's still not good, because you started the milchik meal within 6 hours of the fleishik meal. So Dada, I'm Tana Shay shows who misof has suda shall bosser at Khila Suda shall cholov. Pavin base has cholas as suda lo yochal bosser or shall besof as suda a bosser lo yochal bosser. They should be more hik pida misuda la suda. So that would be a big chumra. But the Amshul Shlomo is probably more makubal.
Okay, where's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan? I don't see it here.
On page 18.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yes, yeah,
on the right side.
On the right side.
Where? Right hand side, first arrow at the bottom.
You
of
see
the
it?
Page.
You see it, Sonny?
In Zion, Simon Zion.
Simon Dalad. $1. And let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, you see it, Sonny? Sonny?
No, I don't have. I'm looking at the.
What are you looking at?
19. Let's see. I only see on page 18.
I put an arrow there on the last column on the right side, the first column.
Oh, it could be because I don't have the packet from the whole packet. So,
what do you have?
Sonny, I just shared it on the WhatsApp group. I took a picture of it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You see it now?
Yeah, now I can see it. Thanks.
Okay. So now let's look in Aruch HaShulchan Zayin now. It says, "Zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Ramo, yishom din tzorach lahamtin sheyishos rach miyadim siluk uberich because mozim mutol al yekinuf adocha." Right? So he quotes the Ramah of 1 hour. But he says, of course, you need Birkas HaMazon. He says that it doesn't matter He says the 1 hour you don't, it doesn't matter. In other words, with 6 hours is only after you can start counting the 6 hours only after the Birkas HaMazon. But the 1 hour not. That could be any time. What's the pshat? Why is he mechalik between the 6 hours and the 1 hour? That the 6 hours has to be dafke after Birkas HaMazon, and the 1 hour could be either before or after. Because could be the 1 hour is just a din that you want to make sure that there's no taste in your mouth anymore. So you wait 1 hour. See, the 6 hours is a din in when this mansuda is. So that the 1 hour could be just a din in an extra chumrah that we want to make sure that you don't have any taste in your mouth. I mean, not like what the pre-chadish said that based on the Zohar. I mean, it could be that's what the Zohar is based on, but... And if you look in the Shari Dura, on page 8, see, it's hard to say what the pre-chadish suggested is based on the Zohar. It's hard to say the Ramah is based on the Zohar. You know, if you don't, I don't know, does Ramah quote the Zohar in the Dake Moshe? You know, if he doesn't quote, it's hard to say that it's based on the Zohar. You know, that could be that, you know, the Zohar is still the Zohar, but to say that that's what the Ramah is based on is a little bit difficult. So Pashtus says maybe it's based on the idea that people would do that because they still, even though they held Meikar, didn't like Tosfos, but they don't still want to have any taste in the mouth. But you have to check. Rabbi Bleich wrote an article once about this in Hapardes. But look in the Hagos Shari Dura on page 8. It says, Rabbim nogim lahokil v'osim lam shor bidaitam lahamtin shor achas. Oh, achar Sudas Basa, Siluku, Uberchu, Faz Ochlim Gavina. He says, Vavagav the Wash Kham Taima, the Remes Lashir Zabi Man of Shach, we come Okam Imcha Biodam Hoel Vatosis Ravia Matirin. Right, he says, really, Maker Adin, the suit is over, you don't have to even wait the 1 hour. Okay, it's an extra Chumrah. But the minhag olam is not like that. Okay, let's look now in the placi on page 17. So he also gives an explanation of what's the 1 hour, what's the 6 hours. Let's see what he says. On page 17. He says, "Apri chodesh daitu litein tam leminag hazeh mizohar, tikomer bli lachol shaita chada. Zeh eino. Deloshen shaita kavaroso eis chada." He says he doesn't think that, first of all, that the Ramah is based in the Zohar, because the Lashon Shata Chada, the word Shah, doesn't necessarily mean an hour, 60-minute clock hour. Shah means at the same time. The Lashon Shaita Kavanoso Eis Chada. It's not based on the 60-minute clock. Rag Eis. Ubitzarayim at Erev Kori Gamkin Shata Chada. In other words, Shata Chada can mean one time period. You know, 6 hours could be Shata Chada. 3 hours, you know, Shata Chada. You don't have to be such a literalist in the words of the Zohar. So he says, the Ramah saying 1 hour, it's hard to say that it's the Zohar, because he doesn't think the Zohar necessarily meant 1 hour. So that's one point he makes. Then he says, but we do have a machlokus, whether you wait 6 hours or 1 hour, Nakku be'inyan equal. It has to do with digestion. Ki ayin barachayim, tetchilas equal hu le'erech shav v'chomesh. Right, we know that 70, you know, we assume like 72 minutes to digest something. That's why if you didn't bench and 72 minutes pass, you might not be able to bench if you didn't have such a big meal, because it's all digested. So the digestion takes like 72 minutes. So that's where it comes from, an hour. You know, the tchil is equal because the beginning of the equal is around
an hour and a quarter, seven. So an hour, we say it's good enough. You know, it's not exactly 72 minutes, but it's around that amount of time. So that's the beginning of the digestion process. And the sofa equal, the end of the digestion process, is 6 hours. From a kilin chachov to have a kishir tchilas equal inyan birkas hamazon. The su ain't tzarch levarch birkas hamazon. Then the mekilim say that it's the tchilas equal. That's 1 hour. That's like we say by birkas hamazon. That you can't bench anymore after 72 minutes, right? You know, if because it's digested. So therefore, you can have milk now. Say you follow the sofikel, and that's the sofikel, the 6 hours. That's when it's completely digested. He says, and from here we learned you need 6 full hours. In other words, he quotes the Pri Chodesh says, as we saw this in the Mizmor L'Soda, that since in the winter months, it's 3 hours between the Suda, so you could always just wait 3 hours between the Suda. But the Pri Chodesh is mashma, we didn't see this inside, but no, it depends. Whenever you eat the meal, in the winter, you have to wait, you can wait less between milk and meat. And in the summer, you wait more. Gam higid li the b'charv ochal b'chatzos b'ansur to take it pe'er v'adai she'ochlim k'asher ovru kama shows. So he says he doesn't like the pre-chadosh because he says obviously the speediness of the digestion doesn't change from the winter and the summer. So if he's working with the concept of how long it takes something to be digested, then he's not going to fit in with the Aruch HaShulchan that says that it depends on the time of the year. And in the winter months, it's the day is shorter, so the meal is already earlier, so then you can wait less time. In the summer months, you wait more time. So he says, if you hold like me, I'm not going to be compatible with the Aruch HaShulchan, with the Pri Chadosh. So obviously the Pichadish won't agree with his explanation. It's not like his explanation is the only explanation. We think if we hold on my explanation, we're not going to subscribe to the Pichadish. Okay, so that's the place. Does the Pri Chodesh, do we have that line in the Pri Chodesh? Let's see if we have that line in the Pri Chodesh in what I xeroxed. What page is the Pri Chodesh again? Page 10. Let me see if we have it. Yeah, let's look in page 10 in the Pri Chodesh. Right, so we saw the beginning of the Pri Chodesh about the Shor Achas, where he quotes the Zohar. Then the last two lines of the skinny lines before it gets wide, the first word of the line is Shei Shos. He says, Miu lav davka sheshos kiyom b'chorev shem tzorim kol she'achol basa b'shachar mutar lechol b'gvina b'sudas arayim. Chayim b'ochol basa b'chayasiyah mutar lechol b'arvis. In other words, in the winter months, the Prechadish says you can wait 4 hours because it's a shorter day. So they would eat. Again, they didn't have what we have today. Today, you know, we're going to eat dinner at 7:30 or whatever, because even though in the winter it's already pitch dark because the mice, we have electricity. But in those days, you know, everything, all active activity stopped when it got dark, so including eating the meal. So so they had a, you know, the meal in the winter was closer to, each meal was closer, so then it's like 4 hours. And he says the Gemara never makes, it's just the opposite of the, you see, of the other sheet that we saw in the Mizmor LeSoda, right? We saw that Rav David Fardo, right? Mizmor LeDavid, what was it called? That it's Haker, just since in the, he says, since in the winter months it's short, so in the summer months you can also wait short. And he says, no, winter, it's Tole in the winter, and the summer is Tole in the summer. And then he gets back to the Zohar. You should never have meat and milk in the same meal, and you shouldn't have it in the same hour. And then he says, "Besudah achas mikir adin lo motzi lemechal gvina achar basar," even if it's more than 6 hours, like the Yam Shel Shlomo. Okay, that is the story. Okay, so what do we have left now? We can take a look now at the Moshe's Tshuva on page 25. You have to wait 6 hours if you have some type of pill that was made from liver. So it has fleishiks in the pill. Kosher. So imutal of those some achar achilas chalav. In other words, whatever you have to wait 6 hours, say from hard cheese or from whatever, so is this considered fleishik? So first he says that it's because, in other words, we said the two reasons are the basar bein hashinayim and the tam. So it could be that that neither of these reasons apply. So So that's what he says over here. Mistabra, Nachal Zed Dogim, Shalom Lechel Gamacha. So he says, Havalei Mal Bishol, yeah. So first he says he doesn't have the Rashi's reason of Tam doesn't apply, the Rambam's reason of Bosa Beni Shinayim doesn't apply. So the question is, why don't we say Lo Plug? Maybe we should say Lo Plug. Because we have, later on we're going to discuss, what if you have, say you have potatoes, but those potatoes were cooked in a pot with meat. Right? So do you, and you only ate the potatoes. Do you have to wait 6 hours after the potatoes? So the reason of Basar Bein HaShinayim doesn't apply. And even the reason of Tam doesn't apply, because true, there's Tam Basar in potato, but not enough that it's going to stay in your mouth. Only if you eat the meat itself, it's going to linger in your mouth for 6 hours. It's not going to linger from the potato. So must be, so but we paskin, we're machmir, that even a tafshil shel basar, meaning if something was cooked in the same pot with meat, potatoes were cooked with meat in the same pot, and you're just eating the potatoes, we wait 6 hours. Why? Neither reason applies. It's a low plug. So now we invite him and shein udover nechol ala nivla. He says, but he doesn't think you make a low plug by this. He doesn't think you'd make a low plug, because the mice of the vitamin, you don't even eat the vitamin. You just, you swallow it. It's not something you really eat. So he thought that even mitam, the low plug, it shouldn't apply. Even though we apply the low plug by the potato, that if the potato was cooked with the meat, we wait 6 hours after the potato, even though none of the reasons of the Rambam or of Rashi apply, because again, the potato, there's no basar bein HaShinayim, and there's no tam. What do you mean there's no tam? I thought there is tam. No, tam from the meat went into the potato, but when you eat the potato, that tam is so small, it wasn't batel b'shishim, but it's so small that it's not going to linger on for 6 hours. Only when you eat the actual piece of meat itself is it going to linger on. So that's why he feels that by a pill, that you don't say low plug. Even though you say low plug by the tafshil, even though neither reason applies, you know, we still wait the 6 hours by tafshil, but he doesn't think you have to wait the 6 hours by this pill that was made out of liver. Because lemaisa, neither reason applies, and it's not derech of the normal achil. Okay, that's what Rav Moshe said. Okay, we're almost finished with this packet. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up. There's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer here. There's a tshuva of the Salmas Chaim. And we'll deal with it as we do. Okay. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Hello, Harav Katan. Good morning, Sani.
Morning, Rabbi.
Okay. Yossi Waxel, how are you?
Morning, Rabbi.
Okay. Harav Hess, how are you?
Shalom Aleichem.
Okay. Harav Lichtshein?
Hey, Rabbi.
Okay. You finished your class? You finished your...
I did. So, we Hashem...
Okay, so hope to see you on the next... Yeah.
Okay.
Ben Katch, how are you?
Good morning.
Ellie Tesler, how are you? Ellie Deutsch?
Morning.
Morning. Harav Danny Liu.
Morning, Rabbi.
Michael K.
Morning, Rabbi.
Benji Katz.
Hi, Rabbi.
Hi, how are you?
Thank God.
Rabbi Lichtshein, okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll continue.
Mommy, you can do it now.
What? What, Benji?
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Rabbi.
Colton.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a quick unrelated question?
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to do a class in class,